While you're sitting there, I need everyone to take out pen and paper, have a bulletin. There's a space in your bulletin to take notes. I will say this, there are times in the life of the church that we can't always, as pastors, stand and preach you happy, but we can teach you happy. And this morning, the Lord has given me a teaching. Not that I won't break out and preach, because y'all know I'll do that in a minute. Amen. So glad to see all of you again today. Would you be so kind with me to turn to 2 Kings, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 7. When you have that, please say amen. 2 Kings, chapter 7, let us stand to our feet. Most of you know me, Kings is a very favorite book of mine. And this is one of those favorite stories. Amen. 2 Kings. Thanks, Sister Cassie. Let us hold our Bibles high and make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Chapter 7, verses 3 through 7. You ready? Say amen. Amen. Let us read. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel have hired against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come up on us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even in the camp as it was, and they fled. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Think with me shortly from this thing. Work the plan. Work the plan. All right. Look at one of your neighbors. Say, neighbor, you must be present to work the plan. Amen. This is a very, as I said before, this is a very favorite passage of mine, and I want you to really pay attention. In verse 3, there were four leprous men that had sat, they were sitting around, and something was wrong with each and every one of them. And they sat there. Point number one, we need to talk. Point number one. We need to talk. St. John, you have to let your voice be heard. These four men were sitting there. They were not sitting just looking at each other, but they were sitting there discussing their situation. And their situation was they were in, they were outside, they were hungry, they were starving, and they were trying to find what was their next step be. But everyone in there had a voice. Look around this sanctuary today. Just look around the sanctuary. Is there anybody in here that don't have good sense? If you are present, if you are part of the family, that means God gave you a brain and you need to use it. St. John, we need to hear your voice. We have to be able to talk to each other. Look at somebody and say, can we talk? Look at somebody and say, will you talk to me? When these leprous men were sitting there, they had to discuss their situation. You have no idea how many times St. John members come together and 90% of you are absent. And we have to plan a work. It is one thing to make a plan, but St. John, when we come back together, we need to plan. We need to work the plan that has been planned. Somebody say amen. We plan stuff time and time again, and some of y'all come in sandbagging. How many of y'all know how to play spades? Raise your hand. Don't be acting like you don't know how to play cards. How many of y'all know how to play spades? Raise your hand. How many of y'all know what sandbagging is? Sandbagging is when you so scared that you won't make a book, you just hold them trunk. We got folks sitting in church holding their trunk. You act like you are not important. You act like we don't know when you're not here. Let me tell you, everybody in St. John is important. And we need to see each and every one of you. And let me tell you, I recognize some of you are going to school, some of you are working. That's fine. But when you cannot be here, at least pray for those of us who are here. If you will send up some timber, it won't be so hard when you get here. But tell your neighbor, we got to work the plan. I'm still in King. Look at here. The leprous men are sitting there, and they're talking, and they're discussing. All right? Not only are they discussing, but they're working the plan. Tell your neighbor, work the plan. Come on. Here it is. They have a plan and they're working. They're deciding. This is what we're going to do. Children of God, God has given us a plan. And we must come together on a weekly basis to work out the plan. How do we do this? We work the plan out on Tuesday night. We work the plan out on Wednesday night. We work the plan out 9:30 Sunday morning. We work the plan out 10:45. But if you are not here, you don't know how to work the plan. The leprous men are sitting there, and they're discussing. Look at verse 1. First of all, let's go back to verse 3. Everybody read the last question in verse 3. 1, 2, 3, read. Read that one more time. How many of you don't know that we're working on a new building? Raise your hand. You don't know that. You don't know it. Then that's a shame before God. We have been working on a building for almost a year now. Now, let me tell you something. You can't work on something that you don't know what's going on. Children of God, this is not just for me. This is not just for Sister Lovey. This is for our children for years to come. And this is important. How many of y'all know that's important? Raise your hand. You know it's important. People, we need to set a legacy for those who are coming after us. Yes, we have this building, but how long have we had this building? We have not added to this building. We've just been coming to this building. God has given us a plan that we can now make an addition. And we come in week after week working the plan. And when you are not 7 days a week. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 4. They're over there talking about, if we sit here, we will die. And then if we go in there, we will die. But we won't know if we don't move. Neighbors, we need to bust a move. Come on now, we need to bust a move. Some of us are sitting in here, we have not taken any golf tournament papers. We don't have any sock hop flyers. We ain't trying to tie. All we doing is coming up here, sucking up air. That is not how you work the plan. When God has given a plan for us, he wants us to come in and work it. And like I said before, some of us are sandbagging. You sitting back saying, I'm going to see how much they going to do. We can't do as much as we need to do if you are not here. Look at your neighbor and say, you're important to us. Come on, y'all got to make some noise. Tell your neighbor, you're important to us. Let me say it like this. St. John needs you. St. John needs you. We need you here. Am I making myself clear? Do you hear me now? Please. When we read the story, after they sat around and they made a plan, then let's look at verse 5. Let's read those first four words in verse 5. 1, 2, 3, read. No, they didn't. They sat down. They sat down. What'd they do? St. John, get up. See, some of y'all, sit down. Y'all can't even move. See, some of y'all left home with this idea. I'm going to go to some, and I'm just going to sit down until church is over. You are lying. The truth ain't in you. What are those four words again? Thank you, Sister Betty. How many times has God spoken in our lives and we do absolutely nothing about it? God has brought good ideas to us, but because we are so fearful, because it's not something we would do ourselves, we say nothing about it. Some of y'all right now trying to figure out if a sock hop is sanctified. Yes, it is. Children of God need to have some fun. Because when you learn how to laugh, you don't raise a whole bunch of hell. When you learn how to grin and see each other in a different light, you learn to respect each other. And if we can't get you to prayer meeting, maybe we'll get you to a dance. Come on, say praise the Lord. These men got up, and they got up after they got the plan together. They got up. St. John, we're trying to get this plan together. God has given us the plan. He is waiting for us to get up and get to moving. Let me tell you, just because you don't show up does not mean we take your name off the list. We are praying for you 24/7 that one day you will rise up and do what God told you to do. We are praying that one day you will realize the sign on the outside says St. John Missionary Baptist Church. It does not say St. John. The dew drop in when you get good and darn ready. I ain't mad at nobody. But let me tell you, it gets hard when only two or three people is here holding up everybody. One of my deacons whom I love, every time I give him something, he said, Pastor, you got to realize you keep pulling from the same group. And now I know why God has so many people absent today. Because the people who are not here, most of them are always got their name somewhere. The rest of y'all ain't did a dadgum thing this year. I love all of you. But do you realize the struggle? Do you realize the problem is carrying dead weight? How many of y'all don't want to be dead weight? Raise your hand. You don't want to be. If I break out preaching, that's God. I'm supposed to teach this morning. You got Romans 8 and 17. 8 and 17. You got that? Everybody read verse 8 and 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. 1, 2, 3, read. All right, I need you to catch your breath and read that one more time. Take out a pencil and paper, write this, C-H. Write C-H. Come on, y'all, don't take that long to write C-H. And then make two spaces and write C-H. And go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6. C-H, two spaces, C-H. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6. When you have it, say man. All right, you see that? Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6. On your paper, the first C-H says Christ heirs. Christ heirs. You got that from Romans 8 and 17. The second C-H is Christ heirs. When you tie Romans 8 and 17 with Deuteronomy 28 and 6, who is sitting smack dab in the middle of a double blessing? You get, that's the best you can get. Who is sitting smack dab in the middle of a double blessing?
You are.
Let me try this again. Sit down. See, some of y'all, you know what, let me try this one more time. Who is sitting down in the middle of a double blessing?
You are.
And what did the leprous men do? When you recognize you are doubly blessed, you don't sit on your fanny. You get up and praise God. You praise God. Y'all go sit down. Lovey C. Woods Educational Center. Phase two is the remodeling of this sanctuary. Phase three is is to get back what was stolen from us many years ago. That building over there, we need to have a building over there. Hello? Is that too much for you to see? I had three people clapping their hands. Let me say this again. Phase one, the Lovett C. Woods Education Center. Phase two, the remodeling of this building. Phase three is to take back what the devil stole from us. How many of y'all know we deserve that? How many of you know as King's kids, that's what we're supposed to have? How many of y'all ready to go in the battle? You're ready to fight for what's yours. You're ready to fight for what belongs to you. These four men sitting around talking, discussing. And they said, you know what? We got to get up from here and do something. That's my cry to you today. St. John, we have to get up and we got to do something. We need to be more present as children of God. And you know what? Money. Yes, we need your money. We need your voice. We need to see you. We need to see you more than on Sunday. Hallelujah. God has allowed me. How many of y'all know during the day when I'm at work, I take phone calls? How many of y'all know that? God has allowed me to be able to call you back when you call me. But if I ain't never called you, guess what? You ain't never called me. But we're working this plan together. I don't know what you want if you don't tell me. I don't know what you can do if you don't tell me. These four men was in a circle and they talked to each other. These four men was in a circle and they were on one accord. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that is not on one accord with me in the church? Please stand. Look around, church. That means all of us are on one accord, amen? Raise your hand and we're all on one accord. Then neighbor, carry your corner. Quit being absent when we need you. Quit being absent when the church is calling together. Quit being absent because you are important. Look at these leprous men. Look at these men. They did not get all they could get for one person, but they went and they took it for everybody. Still, I'm stealing it. Let's look over. Praise the Lord. Let's look over at verse 9. 2 Kings. I told y'all I was teaching this morning. I ain't crazy. Let's read verse 9 together. You have verse 9? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, read. The leprous men, it was just four of them. And they went and started eating. They were so joyous. But then they looked and said, this is not right. Because it's more than just four of us. I came to tell you, St. John is more than the deacon and trustee. It's more than the choir. It's more than the usher ministry. St. John is everybody with their name on the roll. It's more than something. It's more than mission. If your name is on the roll, we got to get enough for you too. Somebody say, get enough for me. Somebody say, get enough for me. I stand in the shoes just like Sister Betty. If I don't hear from you, how would I know how much to get? If I don't see you, how do I know how much to get? Our heart is hurting because we need you and you won't come to the table. Our heart is hurting because the more we try to bring you in, the farther you sit back. What else can we do except beg you to come? And I want you to know, just like the temptation, baby, I ain't too proud to beg because you are. need to beg you to come on Tuesday night, I'm begging. If I need to beg you to come on Wednesday, then I'm begging. If I need to beg you to come to Sunday school, then I'm begging. Because it hurts my heart for God to set the table and nobody wants to eat but a handful. It hurts my heart when God opens the treasure from heaven and we are too stiff-necked to come in and see what God has for us. It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart when God says, feed my sheep, and the sheep won't come to be fed. It hurts my heart. Say, John, it hurts when God has poured so much into us and yet nobody comes to say, I want to do this and I want to do that. And like the leprous men, we don't just want to eat ourselves, but we want to make sure everybody eats, because we serve a God who has given us more than enough. We serve a God who has opened the doors from heaven. We serve a God who gives better than we ever thought or imagined. We serve a God that blesses us more than we can bless ourselves. We serve a God that does more than we can do for ourselves. We serve a God who cares about how we feel when we wake late on at night. He cares how we wake up in the morning. St. John, do you feel my heart today? Do you feel my heart today? I ain't too proud to beg you. I don't want to go to heaven by myself. I'm not trying to build a building with my name on it. I don't need a reputation. I had one when I got here, but my heart is for St. John. St. John, we need you. You say you work. I do too. You got responsibilities. I do too. You tired sometimes. I am too. But I serve a God who restores my soul. And the more I give to him, the more he gives back to me. The more I do for you, the more God does for me. This is not a Sunday to Sunday thing. This is every day for me. When you realize all that God is doing, when you realize all that God has done, why wouldn't you run and get up and see what you can do for him? How many of you know God opens doors we cannot see? How many of you know God gives us blessings we can't even count? Do you even recognize it's in him that we live, move, and have our being? Tell your neighbor, God has a plan. These leprous men were sitting there, and they weren't so greedy to eat it and pack it. They said, let's go tell somebody else. Look around the church one more time. Some of you, this is the first time you've been in this church in the past 2 weeks. Guess what? The church didn't close, but we prayed for you. When you couldn't make it, we prayed for you. When you was too tired, we prayed for you. When you didn't have any money, we prayed for you. When you didn't have any gas, we prayed for you. And bless God, you're here today because God hears and he answers prayer. The leprous men. God has promised us, just like the leprous men, if you would just get up. You think you blessed now? Get up in his name. You think you got a lot now? Do something in his name. You think you're healthy now? Do something in his name. You think doors are opening for you now? Do something in his name. The leprous people sat around and all of a sudden they said, I need to do something. Let's just go try it. After we've tried everything else, why not give the Lord a try? Why not? not go to Jesus? Why not? Because that's the plan. That's the plan. Are you mad at me yet? You gotta love me. The leprous men recognized that they were blessed. Anybody here blessed today? Are you sure you're blessed? Are you really sure you're blessed? Because when you're blessed, when you recognize you're blessed, you get up early in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. When you realize you're blessed, have the activities of your limbs. You don't wait for June the 20th to dance, but you get up and dance in His name. Hallelujah. When you realize you're blessed, you don't go in and fuss about what you don't have in the kitchen, but you open your pantry and you thank God you got something in your pantry, in your refrigerator. When you realize you're blessed. How many of y'all really blessed today? Raise your hand. What is all this about? It's very simple. God has given us a plan to do phase one, phase two, and phase three. But it will not happen if we don't see you. It will not happen if you keep staying at home, not coming in, not offering a hand or two. It will not happen. Let me back up. It will happen, but we don't want to leave you out. It will happen, but we love you so much, we're asking you today, St. John, don't be so far back. Don't be so long coming back. We need you. You are more important to us than you ever imagined. God has blessed you with gifts, and you have not brought them into the kingdom. But St. John, we have to work the plan. Can somebody say, work the plan? This plan, all of your name was on the work list. When the Lord gave us the plan, all of your name was included. Who will benefit from the Loving City Woods Education Center? Raise your hand. Who will benefit from the St. John's Sanctuary being renovated? Raise your hand. Who will benefit when God gives us what was stolen from us? Raise your hand. Then who gonna come in the vineyard and help us work the plan that God has given us? Raise your hand. And you're sitting there saying, well, what can I do? What can I do? God took a lunch from a little boy and fed over 5,000. What can I do? He took Dorcas, a lady who could only sew, who sewed for the whole neighborhood. What can I do? He took Peter and the sweat from Peter's brow. All he had to do, his shadow just passed by and he healed people on top of people. What can you do? I don't know. First, you got to get up so God can use you. I don't know what you can do, but you got to get up and say, here I am, Lord, use me. Why would he use you? He will use you because over 2,000 years ago, when he gave a plan, your name was included. Over 2,000 years ago, when he got beat, that all the meat on his bones came through, you benefited from that. Over 2,000 years ago, when they hung your Lord and my God on the cross from the 6th until the 9th hour, you benefited from that. And then when they laid him in a borrowed tomb all night Friday, all day Saturday, all Saturday night, you benefited from that. But bless God when he got up on Sunday morning with all power in his hand. We benefited from that. And because he is our Lord, because he is our King, he told me to ask you today, when it's time to work the plan, will you be absent or can we mark you present? How many say, mark me present? How many say, mark me present? go home, three scriptures I want you to read again. Romans 8 and 17. Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 14, with special emphasis on verse 6, verse 12, and verse 13. And in case you didn't get it today, Christ heirs, C-H, Christ heirs, C-H, means you have been smack dab in the middle of a double blessing. And God is waiting on you to rise up and move out in his land. He's waiting for you to recognize just how blessed you are and do something in his name. God is waiting on you to get it in your head. You are a bride that he died for. He wants you to get it. He wants you to rise up. And he wants you to move out. Because St. John, this is not as good as it gets. I know when we get ready to have our parade, as we open up Lovey C. Wood, oh, you'll be there for that. Uh-huh. When we get ready to have open house after remodeling the sanctuary, you'll be there for that. Even when we get this other place over here, you'll be there for that. We need you to be here where praying going on, where teaching is going on, where learning is going on. This is where you come in. And this is where you sign up. How many of you receive something from the word this morning? Raise your hand. Just want you to know, it will get done without you, but we don't want it to. God brought us in as a family. And think about this, at one point, all of us was on fire. We couldn't wait to get to church. And now we sliding back in our old ways again. I came to light you up today. And I want you to know, this is not time to slide back. This is time to work the plane. Now answer me this, do you have your working clothes on? Do you have your working clothes on? Did you punch your time clock this morning? Today the choir couldn't sing you happy. Deacon couldn't pray you happy. I didn't preach you happy. I don't know about you, but bless God, I'm already happy. Are you happy this morning? Are you happy? Are you happy? Y'all that the church is open. Baptist. We're working a plan over here.